he's with, he treats women, he has like a different mind. It's almost like Brennan from Super Duty Tough Work. When you hear the
Yes, Brennan.
music,
Yes.
right, they're not always referencing like Nas, Jay-Z. Nah, they're referencing female greats. Like they're very much like, there's just little things that tell you that, oh, these dudes are about females, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
And it's just so Junior T has been obviously pretty monumental with a lot of like connections and like work and music and vibes and all of that. But as a woman in the hip hop space, is it pretty difficult to kind of like try to get people to pay attention to you?
Yeah, it's funny because you also get the flip side of people being like, oh, like it must be your time because there's so many programs for women and black women and stuff right now,
Oh,
especially
right.
queer.
Yeah.
But like they don't understand that these things exist because we're not included
Yeah.
in things. And so I'm like, out of the 45 shows that I did last year, I bet you I can break down to all of them that I was either the only female on the bill, the only queer one on the bill. Like, thankfully, I don't think it's ever been where I'm the only black one on the bill, unless it's like mixed genre. Whatever. But like, yeah, it is very interesting. I'm at the point now where I'm just trying to do carve out my own stuff. I realize that I have the resources to make things happen, and maybe I can make things happen so that other people behind me don't have to go through like hoops and stuff. So for me, I'm just trying to create stuff of my own, create my own lane. If you're not gonna let me in these spaces, I'm gonna create my own and literally do it my own way. Like, yeah, it's in.
I highly encourage that frame of thinking, you know what I mean? Otherwise, you kind of just remain stuck and don't really end up doing sort of anything. What would your advice be for women who are interested in either getting into the hip hop scene specifically, or even just becoming an artist and, you know, of the Albertan scene, for example, like any advice, any tips, any, you
Link me.
know? Yes, we're gonna put all the links after, so
Yeah.
don't stress.
I feel like that would be the first and foremost. Like I'm so open with any links and information that I have. I think that the best advice and things that I've been able to do was like, don't always think that you need to reach upwards. Like you should be reaching laterally. Looking for people that work as hard as you know, reach out to those t like get that into your orbit more so, and rise and grow with your people. The scene here is so much grosser, I think, than it was, especially with like the whole Trump, everything's trickling down. It's getting more blatant, more rude. There's like literally like, there will be like all white shows and they'll be like happy about it and promote it. And it's just like very in your face. Sometimes the people that are opening for these people are usually like the white rappers that are in the city. But you just need to like, I don't know, stick to your own. If you're strong enough, create your own lane. If not, like if you're like me, you're just like, oh, I'm just trying to like exist, reach out laterally and just build, just start building. Be in a bubble until you can venture out if that's the case, but
No, that is great. And again, I am going to make sure that we get all the ways to connect with you so that if people are listening and they do want to reach out, I really want to ensure that there is an easy way to do so, right? Like I'm going to include the links in the show notes and all of that. So you've done you know, you've got this album that came out in 2024. Like, what is next for you? Are you working on an upcoming album? Are you performing a lot? Like, what, you know, without saying all the things, because I know sometimes you don't want to say it all, right? But what sort of things do you have on the go?
I'm working on something for next year. It depends on what happens with the public, really, whether or not it's going to be an album or not. But yeah, I'm working on that. The focus is like to get out and do more international festivals next year as well. And to, oh my gosh, I was like, the main like tidbit is that I'm gonna lean more into work more into my collab nature.
Okay, love that collaboration. I love collaborations. I think they're so great. I think it also introduces listeners to new people that they wouldn't have known, you know, like they might just be like, okay, Tiffany, Tiffany, and then you collab with someone and then they're just introduced to this other artist. That is, you know, and it just kind of spreads it, as you said, it spreads it out.
Spreads it out laterally. I'm selfish. That's
Yes.
why I do it. I'm selfish. For me, it's like I get to write differently. So like to hear all of the different collabs that I'm on and to hear what comes out is like really interesting for me. And like for me, I know for K-Riz, if I collab with him, he brings out the nastiest, most best bars that I've ever like. Because I know that I'm on a track and I come with it, but it's just interesting that like even though I feel like I try to do that every single time, the best ones, he gets the best ones.
Yeah, sometimes people have certain energies that activate things within us that allow for, you know what I mean, certain parts of us to come out. So, yeah,
It's
I
weird
agree.
to
I
like
love that.
so I'm like learning more about myself through these different collabs. And like there was one that was, I keep calling it a folk song, and she's like, it's not a folk song. Like, my bad. But it's a 7 count instead of an 8 count. And I just wanted to do that just to like flex on people to be like, I can rap on a 7 count beat, can you? And like, I don't know any dudes that said yes, I'm just saying.
So there we are. There we are. I love it. I love it. My next question has to do with your writing process and inspiration. Like, what do you pull from to write?
Oh my gosh, everybody's gonna hate this answer, but it's still just everything. Like I went to a incubator and they got me to one of the challenges was to like we had just one page from a book and we had to write a verse off of only the words that are on that one page and like make it make sense kind of thing. And I was like, ooh, this is amazing. And like, no shade to anybody, but I was the only one who did it.
Look at
And I was
that.
like, yeah, okay. I think that I can just, I like to challenge myself too. I used to do these things back in the day. I might come back and do it, but I used to do like these Tea Fanny Tuesdays before CKXU and do like a give me a topic and give me a beat and
Oh,
then. Yeah, and so I had like random verses about like tomatoes. I think one was oysters. I think one was like big breast problems. Yeah, I want to get back into more silly stuff like that for sure too.
Yeah, I think it's needed, especially, you know, we all need to be silly and playful from time to time. And I think it is good for our brains, right? Like, I mean, it is a muscle and it wants to be worked and activated. And I think that's a great way to kind of push yourself to be able to do it, type of thing.
Yeah,
So
because I always get scared.
I say do that.
It's so
I say
fun.
do that. I
It's
love
so
it. I love it.
fun. Yeah, I should. Yeah, I definitely will get back into it. I'm trying to literally just right now trying to balance my life back so that I can start doing more of the things that I like to do. I find that I was in the space of like had needing to pay rent, and so I'm taking a bunch of different gigs and stuff, and
Of course.
yeah.
Life will life, right? And sometimes we have to like shift our focus for a hot minute until we can return the focus back to where we want it to be. So yeah, no, I get it. I get it. Okay, so I have a couple more questions before I let you go.
Oh, yes.
My next question is, selfishly, are you coming to Vancouver area anytime? Are you coming into the BC streets anytime?
I wanted to, and I'm still thinking maybe I might do a show with like oh my gosh, Dust Queen. But I just don't know. I because I have been like slowing down more. I have a new management and I'm just like, I would love to build a tour. That's my goal, is to,
Okay. No, okay, that's cool. No, I
but
love that.
even with that being said, just, you know, the way that the whole business side works, it just makes sense if I'm touring an album, and I don't think that's happening until late, maybe next year, early the year after. So,
Okay, that's okay. We're still here. We're not going anywhere, so that's not bad. You know what I mean? Like, I love my I really wanted to chat with you and kind of introduce you to maybe some folks out here that haven't heard from you. I've played some tracks from you over the past little while, so we
you.
have, yeah, we have played some of your music here, but I think it's really important for people who have heard your music to also get connected to the personality, right? And get to get connected to the person so that when you do eventually come out to the BC streets,
And I
you
will.
know, people know you. They
Yeah.
know who you are.
Listen, I was born in Victoria.
Hey.
My brother lives in Vancouver. He's an actor.
Okay.
So like, I got ties. I got
We're
ties.
connected.
I got ties.
Yes. So we will definitely see you soon. I love that. Okay. Before I get into my last few questions on your album, what is, okay, I know it's really hard when you create a project. It's kind of like birthing children where you don't really want to say what's the favorite, but do you have, but I'm still going to ask, do you have, I wouldn't call it favorites. Let's not phrase it that way. Do you have ones that maybe have like a really great story and you know and like maybe I'll phrase it like that as opposed to it being like a favorite.
But that's the thing. You don't even know. They all have
They
stories.
all have stories. Okay, so then just tell me a story about one.
Like there's even one song where Teyon Gibbs was in the studio and I was too scared to ask him to jump on, but he was there for the creation of it.
I love
There's a song
that.
where like a random famous like saxophonist came through. Oh my
I
God, it was
love.
It's like it's way, I don't even know. Oh my gosh. I think maybe this, maybe Silver Thought, no. Is so funny. Oh my God, just pick one. Okay. The intro.
Oh, that's good.
Yes. So
Tell a
the
bit
intro.
about the intro.
Okay.
Yes.
So the album was done, and I had this thing in my mind where I was like, I would love my intro to be something that sounds nothing like the album, kind of
Yeah.
inspired by Studio Monk by Junior T. His intro was like wild crazy, but it doesn't sound like the rest of the album at all. And I was
Right.
like, I want to do that too. And then, fun fact, my like favorite human being in the world, Catfish the Wizard, we had like a little miscommunication thing at one point, and his way of like making up for it was the beat. That was the intro. And like, so the first time he, oh my God, I might cry. The first time he played it for me in the studio, and I just remember I paused and I was like still for probably about 20 minutes, and I had written probably most of the intro, outro that you hear. And then I kind of like fine-tuned it, but most of it was written in that like that 20, 25 minutes. And then he told me what the beat meant because I didn't know yet. And then he told me, oh, it's this is my apology, da, 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 whatever, whatever. And like we both had stuff to apologize for, but like that's what he came with. And then hearing it also when Junior T was mixing and mastering it in the studio, fast forward, whatever, he was stripping down all the layers. And hearing all the layers again, I just started bawling. I was like crying. I was like, holy crap. And I think that like also just helped me understand how much the instrumentals and the beats speak as well.
Yeah, they do.
Because even, oh, that's the other thing. Even though I didn't know at the time that the beat was, had anything to do with the altercation, there's one point where I wrote and I said, Wizard timing is what we're on. If you can catch it, then it's nuance. have a debate them right after, get the glue on, because we're still friends. We ain't leaving till it's resolved. And like that had something to do with what we had. And I was like, that's wild that the beat also is tied
Work.
to that moment, because I'd like, what? And then I was like, this has to be the intro. And then it was like, it ended up being like 3 minutes. And so Junity was like, well, what if we split it and it's the intro and then the second
And
half
it's
is the outro?
outro.
Yeah. And then that intro song ended up being my first nomination. I don't know if it was Catfish's first one, but probably not. But yeah, it was my first nomination of an award, really. I don't count the People's Choice where you have to like get people to vote. I hate those. I think I'm
This is
nominated in
like
one of those right now for like Performer of the Year, and I haven't advertised it like at all.
I know.
Yeah. But no, yeah, it was that was our first nomination. And then after we won for the album.
Look at life. And guys, I'm gonna play the intro at my wedding. So this is why I ask questions like that, because it's a really great segue into playing a song that you kind of heard a bit of a story behind, right? So that's kind of how I did it. That was so beautifully said. Okay, Tiffany. All right. Okay. How can we connect with you online? Because I just want to say, guys, like, I've checked out Tiffany's website, top tier, top notch,
Thank
all the
you. I do it
things. You know what I
myself.
mean? Like, hello, I love it. I love it. I love it. So, yeah, what ways are great to connect with you?
Okay, well, I am forever trying to transition into subscriber mode.
Yes.
So I will be sending more emails to my subscribers. That's one way. That's on my website. You can go. Instagram is another one until it's not. Because I do feel like Instagram's on its way out. I don't know how, but
Period.
Instagram's there. Oh my God, Threads is like where it's like my Twitter, so it's my
It's
very,
your personal, it's like your, yeah, it's where you,
it is my
yeah, I feel
unfiltered
you.
thoughts. Okay,
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
I think I even put it in the profile, like unpopular opinions from a local rapper. It's just,
Yeah.
yeah.
Okay, so if you could plug your URL of your website one more time.
See, T Fanny Music at wait, tfannymusic.com.
tfannymusic.com.
Yeah, if you can spell it, you can. If you can spell my name, you can find me.
I love it.
That's the gist of it. I heard also if you Google like top female rappers in Alberta or something, which is a whole other topic, don't even, because I'm like, I just want to be top five. I don't want to be like top female, you know?
Hey, I love that. Be
We don't say
bolded.
who the top male
No, we
rappers
don't.
are, like,
We don't. We
yeah.
don't. And we'll be talking about that again too, because this is just part one of our conversation.
Yeah, my bad. I could talk forever. That's why I'm like, I have stories for everything.
Tiffany, thank you so much for joining me today. I so appreciate it.
But thanks for having me. I can't wait to come back next.
Oh my gosh, such a pleasure. I appreciate you. And we're going to get into some tracks from Tiffany, including the intro. Because that is so important. I really appreciate that. So, yeah, thanks again.
Yay, have fun. Thank you so much.
And welcome back to Beats and Eats. You've been tuned in to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from the unceded Coast Salish territories. And that was my conversation with T Fanny. Now, if you noticed at the beginning, I said that welcome to Intravenous. This is actually an interview I did with T Fanny for a show that I also host on Wednesdays at 10 a.m. called Intravenous. So in the next few weeks, you will hear the interview that I actually recorded for Beats and Eats. But I do have some music that I am going to quickly play from T Fanny. We're going to start off with the track that had a story, which is Intro, and then we're going to follow off with In It, and that is featuring Lokita, local artist, The Delicate, who was also at CJSF yesterday for an interview and will be back on Beats and Eats for a show and interview on the 27th of this month, as well as Dibish. Dibish is on that track as well. So let's listen to Intro.
Every full moon, do what I feel. feel, but I don't know what I'm doing. It all seems right, so I just keep going through it. They believe in me, cause they know I won't stop moving. Could this really be my destiny? Sip, 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 sip on my cup of tea. Spewing up my mind for all of y'all to be seen. I've always been the bully to the bully trying. Calling me goatee, I just do it the flousy. Catfish the wizard got me shining like some goatee. Told him to wait on the album, it's worth it. Maybe universe written till y'all deserve it. They take, then they can't just sustain. When the battery, they feed from turn empty. So I chose, cause I won't be the one. No one knows, hit a vogue, no do-si-do. I chose not to change myself, but change access to my love. I chose not to change myself, but change access to my love. I chose not to change myself, but change access to my love. I chose not to change myself. Is it time and is what we are? If you can catch it, then it's nuance. I am the right side of history. Looking up to me like a figurine. Present in the moment to your memory. Married to the music, no bend to me. Haters gonna say that just gone up to my head. I know it's confidence. It looks good, don't it? Catching all these fans, I take it as compliments. And my show's still full of my number one day fans. They bring in new fans, damn, I should just call them fans. Yelling out my lyrics and I am okay with that. Soaking it all in, cause I'm comfy in my skin. No ego over here, I've committed some worse sins. Steady growth cause of our foundation. Cutting anyone who don't believe in the vision you witness. History in the making. We different, not distant. Collective knowledge sinking. Being underestimated is a dope spot. Talking down to me, that was your one fall. Watching how y'all move, not even from that far. Kissing my teeth, I'll lick you when my album drop. Give a f*** about what it was. So I'm saying soon, it's all love. Catfish done it again. Bless those who try to capture our energy win. That will never win. Only love can. Only love can. We winning.
A blessing. All the other girls failed the testing. I need you all inside like intestines. I'ma ride slow, take my time like a pedestrian. Your love is why I put you on that throne. Your love like tie-dye on a t-shirt, I'm thrown. Back in the mix, back in the vibe. We're in on the six like 3, 4, 5. You're making me feel all comfortable. See, we've been friends with lust levels. Say you cutting the bull, so it's cut the bull. Loving the vegan, you eat the plate full. No part of my body untouchable. Big girl doing yoga, I'm flexible. Now let me show you all the ways I'm lovable. I said lovable, I meant fuckable. So I don't wanna front. I don't just wanna stay and cuddle so I feel like someone. You know I can't move on me, done. I love you like Johnny on them saxes. Gotta bring cause the truth and the facts is I'ma get mad attached, yeah.
Baby, when you hit it like that,
really wanted was a steady D to show the freak under the sheets. Cause I'm a Virgo queen, a little geek, turn you a fiend of a capacity unseen by many. The way you climb up on me is impressive. Don't need no other girls to address it. See, I've been on your vibe since yesterday. But if you can't fit right in, you get left then. I'm feeling like awards are coming. And more than my hoes take coming. Stop playing with your nose, it ain't running. I'm the one still waiting for me to say something.
I can do for you if you want me to. But you know I'm feeling you. So when it's our time, let it go. Used to be a shy gal, but not no more. Got his hands on my waist and he pulling me closer. Hands on my body, how it's supposed to be. Just you and me, he getting deep. Toast with the girl from the tips of my feet.
Hello, and just like that, we are pretty much at the end of the show. I just want to thank you for listening to another episode of Beats and Eats on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby. I am your host, Nicole, and you can always connect with me on Instagram at Beats and Eats BC. Also, you can always send a text to the station at 778-782-2573. And before we get up with our next show, Sebastian will be here for his show. I just wanted to let you know that today, CJSF is hosting campus karaoke from 3 to 5 at the sub-social stage, which is on the third floor of the Student Union Building at SFU Burnaby. And tomorrow, August 7th, there is a community corn roast at SFU Burnaby campus. Join the SFU food team from 11:30 to 1:30 at the Dining Commons South Patio for free farm-fresh corn that will be grilled and buttered to absolute perfection. Definitely come early while supplies last. And I have a couple of tracks. Again, happy Independence Day, Jamaica. A couple of tracks are from Junior Delegado. First, we're going to have Nine Fence. And then, if there's some time, we'll have Ready When You Are. See you next week.
Nine fence, me breaking up the joke. Nine.